Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. The leaves are flying, the rain is pounding, and we're smack dab in the middle of an intense early season storm centered just west of Manchester, New Hampshire early this morning, expected to skip the toll booths and head for Plymouth, New Hampshire midday, and then drift into Maine this afternoon. The storm's origins, warmth and moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, and a strong upper atmospheric circulation diving in from Canada are playing out in a fall foliage foiler, especially areas exposed to the easterly winds. However, the concern now becomes the winds funneled through the Champlain Valley, where wind advisories are in effect from the Green Mountains west today. The heaviest rains are shifting west, so a flood watch remains in effect from the Green Mountains west through east central Vermont, southern New Hampshire, and Massachusetts. Tomorrow, the storm continues northeast. A northwesterly airflow behind it keeps moisture over the north and mountains, some partial clearing in southern valleys. The forecast, with the flood watches and wind advisories mentioned, rain heavy at times, becoming lighter and showery east of the Green Mountains, blustery and raw, temperatures holding in the 40s to low 50s. Tonight, rain likely from the Green Mountains west, becoming lighter showers east, ending in southern valleys, lows upper 30s and low 40s. Friday, scattered showers lingering over the higher terrain in the north, breaks of sun in southern valleys, mid-40s to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.